and welcome to Nip Tuck, Not Giving a Fuck.
You did the fuck. I do the fuck. You did the fuck. I do the fucking.
We're being a bit different today. We've actually got a guest in.
We have got Claudia Fogarty,
which stunning.
I organised because she's my friend. and she's joined the podcast today because, as you know, this podcast is where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women. And one of the reasons, unapologetic, and one of the reasons I wanted Claudia in wasn't necessarily the Love Island thing, it was because I think she is that.
Yeah, you met her on that cruise that you went on.
Yeah, on the Virgin Voyages cruise.
On the Virgin Voyages.
You met a few influencers on that cruise.
We had a little gang, didn't we?
We had our own little gang.
And she made a friend.
I made a few friends. And here she is. Yeah, so I met Claudia there and straight away I just thought, one of us.
Love that.
Lovely girl. You're from near where I'm from, aren't you? You've got mutual friends. And I just thought she is the kind of girl that we like. Really straight, really honest, not up her own arse, really friendly. When we set off on the cruise, I went on my social media and everybody was screenshotting your story with me in the background because we were like round the thing and you were
and
like,
you hadn't said hi yet.
No.
But I saw you there. But then I got a message from, do you know Rachel Finch?
Yes.
She mentioned me saying, I feel like I'm responsible for this relationship because she said to you something that I was there, maybe. Yeah.
Yes. So then we've got a friend in common, Rachel, who does Finch Bakery. Have you
yes.
seen her?
Yes. Yeah.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
And she said, you're in the background of, everyone was messaging like, you're in the background of Claudia's video. And I must have been there sozzling, staggering around. And then Rachel said to me, you'll like Claudia, blah, blah, blah. And we know loads of people in common. So yeah. I thought she's the perfect person to get on. We can grill her because there's things I want to know about Love Island that aren't like, I don't want to know I'll be honest. I watched a little bit, but I didn't watch much.
We're too old.
Yeah,
sorry.
Too old. No, I get that.
But
people
that's not
said
why.
That about this one. Yeah. But then this one, have you been watching this one?
No, I don't
watch. No.
So good.
Do you watch it?
Do you know what? I wasn't going to because of what, like being on it and knowing what goes on, the ins and outs. But the drama on this one.
I've heard this one's like really, really good.
It's was yours so particularly good? I watched a couple of you because I knew who you were and I know your sister. And so I thought I'll have a little look. But I didn't watch loads. Was yours dramatic?
Do you know what it was in some ways? I don't think as much as what I'm seeing now. This one, it's like every episode there's something going on.
Really?
In ours, probably not as much, but no, there was a lot of drama. When you're in it, though, you don't see it as much. When you watch it back, you're like, oh, God, yeah, that happened.
And did you watch it back?
I've watched, like, a couple.
Have you watched us back? It's horrendous.
I only listen to the podcast back because I have to check I've not said anything. I mean, Lucas checks, but that I've not said anything, like, cancellable. But yeah, so the reason I wanted you on was to find out, not the Love Island, like, oh, who did it? To find out the nitty-gritty. Mm. Like, what if you need to fart?
Well, we're going to find out now.
We are.
Right,
we are.
Okay.
On Nip Tuck, we want you to get your voice heard. You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. You can get in touch via WhatsApp. You can email us. You can send us voice notes. We don't care how you get in contact.
No.
Just do. We want to know what's getting on your tits. We want to know your beauty hacks. That has been oh my God,
bargains.
We've put a thing on Insta.
Yeah.
Oh, the hacks.
You've come through.
Because we can share this as a community.
Yeah, we love.
The bargains, the bargain buckets, the embarrassing sex stories, your slutty Susans, just everything.
Everything.
Basically.
We don't give a
fuck.
She's got it. She's got it.
Right.
Right.
We're going to get into it. So, Claudia, like Lauren said, we didn't watch too much of it. So, we're not going to ask you like loads of intense like one-on-one questions about like certain people or anything like that. We want to know
more.
We're going to ask about
him. I did Google him. He's quite fit.
Don't make his ego any bigger than
okay, he's not even that fit.
Ugly, horrible.
So anyway, how much notice did you actually get before you went in?
So I started the process in September and then they kept saying like, we'll let you know mid-November, like what, whether you're on it or not, whether you're one of the first. Got to mid-November, nothing. End of November, it was still, like, not a lot.
So you couldn't plan anything about?
No, like, nothing at all. So they rang me and they were like, right, you are on it, we're just not sure where we're going to put you, but keep the date available for the shooting day, which was, like, mid-December. And then, anyway, they said, look, we're going to film everything that you're doing out there, so obviously you're going to be a bombshell thing. They don't really give you much.
Wow.
And then I was in Zara shopping and I was like, this is mad now. Like, I'm meant to be going next week and I don't know anything.
When
like,
was this, Claudia?
I'd say it was about the 3rd of Jan.
Oh my God. Yeah. So the show started?
The show started on the 10th or the 11th. And then they rang me on that day. I was in Zara and I remember my mum being there and they were like, right, we got your flight. You're going on the 14th. I think it was a Jan. I think it started on the 16th. So I was flying out like 2 days before. Yeah. So I had about a week, 10 days to fully like, I'm definitely going, pack your bags.
I'd say it's quite enough. A week is good.
Yeah.
I could get ready to go on Love Island in a week.
Yeah, like
I mean, diet-wise.
Yeah, no, diet-wise, I knew I was preparing anyway.
Right, okay.
So I was doing the gym. I was eating healthy. Obviously, I had Christmas off, but I knew in the back of my head, if I get this, and I haven't done anything, I'll regret it for the rest of my life. Yeah. So, and knowing that when you're out there, you're going to be in holding for a bit. So I knew I could do gym out there. So
you got the call, and they were like, mm-hmm. "Right, you're coming next week."
But then what they also say as well is like, "You're coming, but you're not in the villa till you're in the villa."
Right, so they kept you in the holding bit, you called
the whole, it. The whole way up until the day you walk in, there's a chance that you still could get sent home.
Wow.
Yeah, like they don't tell you anything about when you're going in, how you're going in. It's kept so secret until literally the day you're going in, like, right, you're going in now.
So where did you stay waiting to go in?
I was in an apartment.
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was lovely. It was actually like looking out onto the amazing views like Tabletop Mountain mm-hmm. and Cape Town. There was like the sea there. It was gorgeous, but I was there for 3 weeks.
Could you go for any appointments?
No.
What could you do?
One walk a day for an hour.
What?
Yeah, you had gym equipment.
Just like COVID
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's the point was, we had to do COVID tests. If you catch COVID, you can't go in. And you'd be gutted. So I do get why they did it, but I was there for 3 weeks.
So what do you do about your nails?
Well, nails is a funny. I mean, this might be a bit of a spilling the beans here. But
we've got her already. She's been here for 10 minutes, and we've got an exclusive.
I did actually secretly get my nails done.
Every bitch would get their nails done.
Absolutely.
No.
What, just before you went in?
It had been 3 weeks, and it was on our walk, and
they'd grown out after 3 weeks.
Yeah, I walked past this place. There was nobody in there, and I was just like, right, I'm just gonna.
We've got a world exclusive.
In serious trouble there, but yeah. I had to. They were awful. I couldn't go in like that. My sister said
and they
one
shouldn't
thing.
Expect you to.
No, I know. And even when you're in there, you don't get anyone doing them for
what?
You.
What? Yeah. I thought they sent nail people in.
They did once before I got in there, and the girls like, well, they did a terrible job. Like, you might as well just do it yourself.
So what? Do you have to take your gel nails off then and just paint them?
What did I do? I kind of let them grow out, filed them down. Then they give you like the boots ones, like stick-ons, so you can put them on.
So while you're there in the villa, you can stick them on.
Yeah. You have a day off every week. So what? On that
to
day,
oh my God,
this
beauty.
Is so interesting.
Yeah, you get a day off a week, and in that day you can kind of like, yeah, do your nails, like do whatever you need to do. But I tried the stick-ons, they didn't work for me. So
what
I just
do you
went
do about hair extensions?
What did I do? Mine was literally, because I was there, I got mine done the day before I flew.
Obviously.
Yeah, then it was 3 weeks in holding, and then I was only on there for 3 weeks.
Sure, oh, but perfect. But if you're on there longer.
I think some of the girls were getting some extensions sent out, but they were doing it themselves. I think if you made it to the final, then they would do it for you. I think. I
like, how
remember.
Do you do your own? Like, I'd be in big trouble in that villa.
To be fair, do you know what? In COVID, I did my tapes myself.
Did you?
I can do my mum's. I can do my mum's.
And if you are a group, were you allowed to help each other with your beauty?
Oh, yeah. All girls can help each other with anything.
So one day a week?
Yeah, I did bring spare tapes out, actually, but I managed to last to the very, very last minute, so I was all right.
I bet they were dangling.
They were dangling.
I bet they were down there.
Yeah.
So one day a week, you all have a day off where there's no filming?
No, I mean, you still got away your mic. There's still cameras on because there was actually a clip where all the boys put the girls' clothes on and that was in the day off.
Ah.
But they did still put it on.
Because it was good TV.
Yeah, because it was funny.
So couldn't you do like your fake tan on that day?
Yeah, you can do anything that day. Like, but the boys and girls get separated.
But you still can't go out though?
You can't go anywhere. You're in the villa. Right. The boys are upstairs, girls are downstairs. You don't talk to them. So you just do your own thing as girls. All girls sleep together. The boys sleep together. And yeah, that day you can just pretty much do whatever you want in the villa, but you've got to just be there. You can't leave.
So you could tint your brows and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Did they supply you with all that stuff?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you had everything. Boots,
so if you needed something, would you say to them, like, I need a gel nail kit or I need this?
Yeah, it would take time and sometimes you wouldn't get it, but normally they were pretty good with that. Like, if you ran out of face wipes, like, anything, that they would bring it.
So there was you lot in the villa.
Yeah.
Who else is in that villa?
gosh.
So, like, is there a lot of people walking around that aren't part of it that we don't see?
In a morning, my first night, I slept downstairs because obviously there was no room. Mm-hmm. So I was on my own in bed, crying.
This is really scary.
I know. And there's like obviously people cleaning, making it all ready for the day. And then when you're in the villa, you don't see anybody unless when it's like lunch or dinner time, then the villa producers will come out and be like, right, guys, lunch now. And then filming will stop and you'll have your lunch. And then you've got a voice. So if there's something that they want to say to you, this voice will just come up.
Like a Big Brother.
Like, Claudia, come to the beach or Claudia, do that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like a Big Brother in a way.
But there was no one to say you had like an issue and you really needed to speak to somebody.
You go to the beach hut.
You go to the beach hut.
Go to the beach hut, yeah.
And who's in the beach hut?
A voice. So if you... No. Literally like a voice.
Excuse me, anxiety.
So if you need anything, you've got to ask the voice, like, can I go for a vape? Or
right.
Can I see a medical?
Tell us about the smoking thing.
Yeah, so... If you claimed you vaped, then you could, obviously, you go out to the back of the villa, you've got a box of your name on it, and then you can have, like, 10 minutes to go and have a vape. Like, you've got to say, please, may I go for a vape now? And it's one at a time, you don't go out together, and obviously... You
right, because there's no private stuff.
No.
What if you smoke?
Same. Nobody smokes, actually, on ours. It
no,
was just
people
vaping.
Don't smoke it. I feel like I'm the only person in the world that still smokes.
Do you smoke? Oh, okay, you do.
You know I smoke. I won't. Let's go no further with that conversation. We've had some moments.
Oh, my God. And, like, is it true that you can't masturbate in there?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to.
I mean, like, not lads.
There is a rule, actually, on the contract.
Yeah,
that's what we read. Yeah, yeah, you can't. You definitely can't do that.
When you're in the shower...
Yes.
Do you feel like no one can see you?
You're not allowed to be naked, are you?
Yeah, I was fully naked in the shower.
Are you?
It's like cloudy, what do you call it? Like
frosty glass?
Yeah. I mean, there was one time, though, and it was a disaster. It was actually the day off, and I was in the shower, and my biggest fear in the world is spiders, like, completely.
Yeah.
And I thought this little thing was like a string of someone's bikini, and I was, like, looking at it. And it started, spread its legs and ran towards me. So I jumped out naked.
Oh my God, naked.
I had to run, yeah, because I can't be around them. And it was really
so running
in front of
through
me.
The middle naked.
Yeah, well, no, got out, kind of held myself, grabbed my towel, and I was like, somebody help. Anyway, it washed down, that was all right.
What? So yeah, like,
even like when you're getting changed, you're getting changed amongst everybody. Like, no one really cares. Obviously, they're not going to put that on.
So you don't feel that worry because you know
no,
they're not going to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone was walking around like, no, top on to get changed. Like, it wasn't the end of the world.
I read that you don't know what time it is. Is that true?
That's so true, yeah.
Whoa!
Like, isn't it that, like, they make you do weird stuff at, like, 3 a.m. oh, and you think it's, what? Like, 8 p.m.
No,
at
that's
night.
Fuckery.
No, you don't know any of the time. Like, so the day I left, I got kicked out, it was. I could tell it was really late, and they said we can let you know the time now. It was 6 a.m. when I left that villa.
What? Yeah, was your body clock like a mess?
Honestly, it was that we were all tired that day. We knew it was a late one that day, but then I got in the car and they said, right, we're going to take you to your apartment where you're staying tonight. There was traffic to go back till 9 a.m. So I had no sleep. Went to have 2 hours.
And
sleep
then I bet
in bed.
You were buzzing, so you were like,
my head was just everywhere. Like, I didn't know what, like. And then they give you your press meeting as soon as you come out. So then you get told everything that's been said about you.
That's what I was going to ask. So what happened? I know we keep backing and forth.
Sorry, yeah, it's my fault.
We're bad at this, but. So when you've kind of said you step out, you've gone, bye-bye, yeah. Hug everyone, you put into a car,
mm-hmm.
You go to your apartment,
you've
what
not
happens?
Pack, well, that, you've not happens? Got any clothes, nothing. You're relying on them to pack for you. And if what? You know me, I am the messiest girl in the world.
Oh.
I had stuff everywhere. And I mean, I wouldn't even be able to tell them where almost
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, because it's just thrown around.
So a lot of it was left, but they did like eventually find it. But yeah, you go to an apartment, you get like we didn't get our stuff till like the next day, like a little overnight bag.
And when do you ring your parents?
So you can't speak to your mum until, I think it was day 2 for me of being in the apartment, yeah, because until it's been announced that I'm leaving. My mum got told first, so we got a 10-minute phone call. Literally 10 minutes. I've not spoken to her for 6 weeks. And it was like, Mom, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm trying to get everything out. And I was like, right, guys, you're 10 minutes up now. And then I had to wait till I got home.
So going back, because we've, like, gone through everything, but is there a rule on how much stuff you can take in? Like, how did your outfit plan?
You can take... You had 2 big suitcases and 1 small one. So I took a lot. And as long as it wasn't branded, you could wear anything you wanted.
Yeah.
Do you know what? They weren't really strict on that. I took a lot of stuff. Not really much got took off me. And I took a lot, like, but when you're in there, you kind of share with the girls.
Yeah.
And then eBay brings some stuff, so you wear that.
I was going to say, do you get contacted before you go in by brands to say, oh, I know you're going in the, oh, but no one knows you're going in? Like,
no.
I thought people got given before
yeah,
you went
but
out.
Yeah, what I did was I already had an agent before I went in.
So
and they said, we've got a girl
yeah.
that's going in. Can you send some stuff? So I got quite
right.
a lot sent then.
Okay.
So
and then when you're
clever.
There, you get sent stuff as well?
From eBay. Yeah. But like, to be honest, it wasn't like, there wasn't a lot of it, and it got refreshed like once a week. And we all just kind of, everyone just shared it and wore, if you wore one one night, then somebody would wear it again a few nights later. But like, all the girls are brilliant like that. We all shared clothes.
Did that not drive you mad though? Because I know, you know, you're very stylish. Your outfits are amazing. Thank like, you. If you look at your Instagram, it's so well put together. You're so, like, was that not irritating on that you're going to be on TV and you're picking them?
Do you know
like,
what?
That
I had to
really
learn
annoy me.
To roll with it. Like, I am so in control of things like that. Like, I like to be organised. I like to wash my hair, like, 3 hours before I'm going out.
Yeah.
In there, you don't know if you're going to have half an hour to get ready, if you're going to have, like, 2 hours to get ready. So, you just kind of roll
and you're
with
on
it.
Telly.
Yeah. I did have enough outfits, so I was kind of all right. But there was nights where I'm like, I hate everything. Like, I don't know what I'm wearing.
And then you're
you
on
do,
telly.
Like, when you got your period and you just wanted to lie in bed and stuff.
I didn't have one. I just carried my pill on.
So you didn't need to stop.
But there was a day where I was really poorly. Everyone got a stomach bug in that. It was
what,
like
vomiting and diarrhea.
No, diarrhea.
Oh no.
Everyone got the bug and
I just want your own bed when you
do.
You have that.
But I got it in Castor Amor, and there was a day where I didn't film because I was that ill. I was like, I can't get out of bed, so they just left me in bed all day. And it was actually quite nice, like a day just to be like, I hadn't slept. I felt like just shocking.
Can you watch Netflix?
No.
You
literally.
So what did you do?
And
in
no
bed
one come
all
up
day?
To me either, so they don't catch it off. So I was just like this.
So you're not allowed to read or anything?
No, just slept.
The
and then
fuck?
When you feel
you
like you're ready.
Wank. You can't read.
What
you
else
can't
is there to do?
Me.
You can't go on Instagram. Like, what else is there to do?
I know. It's mad, isn't it? Like, you're literally in this bubble. It's quite nice. So, like, you don't know what's going on in the outside world. Like, it is a nice thing. And you come out, everything's like, whoa.
So you come out and you get a press pack.
You come out and you get your press meeting pretty much
press
straight
meeting.
Away.
And so what's that?
Basically to say anything that's been said about you in the press, like anything bad.
Did you get bad stuff?
Do you know what? I was really lucky. I was all right. There was a couple of things like, oh, she had loads of work done before she went in, and oh, she only went on there because of her dad. I have one or two.
Standard stuff. Though.
Yeah, but I was actually all right. But I came out with Liv, and I think she had quite a lot when she came out.
And they tell you then. So if someone said like, she's a this, that, she's whatever, horrible, she's... They're gonna tell
I
you.
Want to know.
Or if someone had told a story on you, that would be my fear.
Yeah.
That a boy would say, "Look at these nudes."
Yeah.
Or do you know, just
they're
some,
not
that
allowed
would be,
to do that.
I know,
yeah, it's illegal, isn't it? So you can't. Yeah.
But like, that would be my fear. Like something, do you know, just like that.
I was,
from your past.
I was scared. Like, is something going to be said about me? Like, something.
That
would
always
lie.
Be in the back of your head. Yeah.
But luckily, mine was actually really good, and I was fine. So I just. Yeah, mine was all right.
So they tell you what's been said, and then what happens then? Like, what is your plan? Because I don't know how you feel, but I kind of thought that you go on Love Island and you come out and you're Molly May.
Yeah.
Like, you come out, you've got millions of followers, you're fucking filthy rich, everyone wants a piece of you, you've got a range, and this is it.
No.
But I don't think it is actually
like that. I think there's
and
only
maybe
one Molly May.
Maybe it used to be. Well, there's only,
there's only one Molly May. And I think it used to be, and also with us, we were the first season to not have any social media. So when we were in there, it all got paused.
Yeah.
So nobody could run it for you. So that stopped people following you, and because there was nothing to look at. Then when I came out, mine really rocketed. It went up, but you can't expect to come out. I knew going in there, you cannot expect to come out with like
I thought
part
of the brand deal,
millions of followers. Like, as long as you've got it in your head that you're not going to, anything that you get is actually
a
bonus. Yeah, and I think this our year was the only year no one's really had a big brand deal. Like,
no, I haven't. In all honesty, there's nobody that I don't watch it, but I know Ekin-Su is.
Yeah.
She won one of them.
She wasn't in your...
No, but I'm saying I've not watched it for a long time.
No,
I know Molly May is.
Claudia.
I know Katie McDermott is. So, like, I know who a few of them are, but this season, I don't feel like I know anyone.
No.
There's not one... I don't even know who won it.
There's a girl called Molly that keeps coming up, actually, isn't there?
Oh, from this one now? Yeah. She's just... Because she got a shock dump. Yeah. She was literally just dumped randomly, but
she looks pretty.
But there wasn't anyone that I would have said is a Molly May or anywhere.
No.
And do you think people were disappointed? Do you think people did think that was going to happen? Because I would,
to be
honest.
I think people have struggled.
Inflated egos when they went in there, were they like...
Thinking I'm going to come out and be the
dog. Well, Casey's one of them.
Oh, tell us about this person.
He came out and he was like, I only came out as like 40,000 followers. That had
your
own
fault.
No, but they've gone up now. But yeah, you it was terrible this year for us. Like, it really was.
So I... No, like I said, watched a little bit of it because you were on it, and I saw on my socials because I follow people you follow, people had shared it, Scott Thomas, your sister, like that. So I saw it through that. Now, one of the things that was a big storyline was you said, because if you get a tagline, you're fucking winning. On Love Island, if you say something and it's a tagline, then you're absolutely winning. And the tagline was something like, if he doesn't want me, I want to be someone's priority. No,
What did I say?
You said something like, I want to be someone's...
I want to be someone's everything.
Yeah, main choice, not the second best. Yeah.
I don't know, option.
That was it.
I don't want to be someone's option. I want to be someone's everything.
Yeah.
And that is so true in life.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. And what happened with him then? Because he didn't pick you, did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't. He regrets it to this day, I tell you.
Oh, I bet he does. They all do. Trust me now.
No, I mean, it was a difficult one. Like, we were together pretty much as soon as I walked in, got through Castor and Moore, and then we were together after that.
And did you genuinely have feelings for
him? Yeah, I genuinely did. Yeah, do you know what? I knew before I was going in, when I watched him, I was like, I know I'm going to like him.
He's the one that you like, yeah.
Probably looks-wise, that personality is someone I would go for. So I really dealt with him. I didn't really kind of go for anybody else. So it was always him for me. And in Castor and Moore, nobody was like the same. So I was like, oh, stick together. And then, yeah, we did like really well together. And then, yeah, Rosie came in and just fucked it all up. So then he just turned his head and went.
And he dumped Rosie. And what about now?
This is just the elephant in the room.
I'm sorry, let's get this out of the way. Everybody wants to know.
Okay.
Have you slept with him? She has.
Let me just say this about me and Casey, right? I mean, everybody wants the life private, don't they, with like relationships and stuff. But with what's gone on with us two, it's different. People are invested, like they want to know. And I get that. We have overstepped the friendship mark in the past. Yes, we have. I'm not going to obviously deny that. I think it's pretty obvious to everyone. Stop saying that. Nobody's saying we've overstepped the friendship. Mom, don't listen to this. No.
It's okay, I have as well.
I can't.
I've had sex too, it's fine.
But I think for us two now, like, it's a weird one. We have so much love for each other, and we know that. We speak every day.
Yeah.
Like, we've got to that really close point in our lives, and we're really good friends. And I think we'll always have love for each other. I don't know if any of us would want to overstep that barrier again, because if we did, it would ruin a friendship if something went wrong. And
yeah,
it's a really funny one. Like, we always flirt when we see each other. We're always when we see each other. But it's hard. I think me and Casey, like, we're both probably at different points in our lives.
Okay.
I'm not getting any younger. Mm. I am ready to settle probably with someone now. Like, the next person for me, I want it to be
the one. Yeah.
I don't know if Casey's done with, like, you know, just enjoying himself, which is fine. And also my guard's been up. Like, since coming out, I've had a lot of shitty men.
Yeah.
They've just been bad boys, and I'm like, I'm so over it now. Like, I think that era for me is done, and I'm just ready for settling. I don't know if Casey is either, and I just think we're really good friends, and, you know, never say never.
Yeah.
But we are just like the best of friends.
You're like those friends that like have a flirt when you meet up and stuff, but you're never, probably not. And he fucked you off.
Exactly.
So time to get with Rosie.
He fully knows and
whoever
he fully
Rosie
regrets
is,
it.
Tell him to go out with Rosie.
Right. So we are getting all of the goss.
Oh, we are.
Thank you.
I've just answered a question that everyone's been asking.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not.
I'm saying it.
I haven't agreed to that. I've just said, you know, we've overstepped the barrier. That could be anything.
That could be anything. I'm saying it. So don't worry. You can thank me later, girls. So we're going to have a quick break now, and then we are going to be back with more chats with Claudia and, of course, Slatty Susan.
But first, are you a loyal listener of Nip Tuck? Do you set your alarm every Wednesday and Friday for a new release? Do you laugh out loud whilst you're on the train, in the gym, whatever you do when you listen to us? Well, why not spread the word? Spread the love by sharing the podcast. Go on your WhatsApp now and share it. We will give you a few moments. We have some more questions for Claudia.
Poor Claudia. How are you finding it so far?
I'm sweating.
Are you okay?
No, I'm joking. Do you know what?
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm absolutely fine, yeah.
She's got some balls, this one. I've got a load of questions. Like, I could sit here all fucking day asking questions. Really
good. Do you regret going on, or was it worth it for you?
No, I don't regret it at all. I think every single part of it, some bits were hard. I loved every minute of it. And I think coming out, I had such a good feedback from everyone, and I came across in a good way that...
Yeah.
And you know what, like, the things that you get, the jobs after, like, it has been really worth it for me. And that's why I probably, one of the reasons why you do it, like...
Yeah, you know what you want to do.
That. Yeah. And, like, of course I went in there to find someone. I did, but, you know, he didn't like me back.
Twat.
No.
Stupid twat.
But, yeah, I think I'll definitely would never regret it. I think it's something that I'll always remember, and it's a chance of a lifetime. I think 100%. any single young girl.
Oh my God, I would have done it.
Yeah, and I think absolutely. You'd be stupid to say no to it. Yeah. And it was an amazing. I met some amazing friends from it, and yeah, it was a chance of a lifetime, really.
So, do you think that because I've heard they've like reduced the alcohol drinking?
Yeah.
How many drinks?
Yeah, you were telling
allowed?
Me about that.
You
I couldn't
get
believe
one
it.
A night.
Yeah,
how boring.
It's not even worth just having one.
Yeah, I know. One a night. Some nights you would get two. If it was maybe a long night or there was like a lot going on, you might get one or two.
And were you allowed to pick what drink you had?
Yeah, it was either Prosecco, Rosé, red or white or a beer. Yes, you could have like one of those. It was literally one glass. So
did
yeah.
anybody try and get more, or can you just not?
Well,
because I would have tried.
The one day where everyone was a little bit drunk, and it was hilarious. It was my last episode.
Yeah.
And we all went to this beach party, and there was bottles kind of placed everywhere.
Oh.
So everyone was kind of like
kind of grabbing them.
I'd had about three.
And you'd probably not drank for so long
no,
that it hit you.
I was
you.
Pissed. Honestly, we were all like gaggling like geese. We were just, it was just the funniest day. And then that episode, I went to kind of have a go at Casey, that my last time. And someone was filling a glass up, and I was like, oh my God, I'm actually really pissed. I actually go in now because I'm so drunk. And when you're drunk, you just like go crazy.
Yeah.
But that was the one day we had like probably a couple more than we should. But I do get why they don't.
Yeah, because
drink.
That's what you just said. You were like, I didn't do anything bad, I don't regret. And I
if
feel
you'd have
like
been drinking.
Drinking,
you,
yeah.
And it's so true, because can you imagine if you were allowed to drink whatever you wanted on there?
Well, it's like
I'd
Big
be
Brother.
Like a Liz Cannon, honestly.
Well, they've stopped it now.
That's
as
what I mean.
Well,
but do you remember that girl put the wine bottle up a vagina? Yeah. She wouldn't have done that sober.
Because
the thing you're too young for that, I think. And Mackosy and the bloody thing, having sex. And it's all because of the alcohol,
yeah,
isn't it?
And I think I would wake up in the morning and think, oh, shit, I do that when I'm on night out.
And the
imagine
nation's
being on
seeing
TV
you.
And thinking, yeah. I can't change what I've just done and people
I
are going to see it.
That
so
would
I'm
be
so,
the worst anxiety.
Yeah, I'm actually glad that we don't drink on there, because it would have been horrendous.
100%. And you can't help yourself.
No, you can't.
There's something I really want to talk about, and a lot of the DMs that we got were about this. Now, a lot of people have said you have had a glow up.
Mm.
I'm not saying it was a glow up. I'm sure you looked fine before. But it is. There is quite a lot around that with you. Now,
oh, really?
Your dad yeah. is very famous
mm-hmm.
and he does something on a bike. What's
yeah.
it called?
Motorbike.
Motorbike. I don't know what kind it is. And he was in the jungle and he won
I
the jungle. Oh, my
that.
God. What a lovely, lovely man. And your mum is absolutely lovely as well. We met them in Ibiza. Now, I remember when you were on telly when he came out of the jungle.
Yeah.
And it was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people have made comparisons to your change.
Yeah.
You've lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
You've changed. They say you've had a glow up.
Okay.
Is that something that you've done on purpose? If so, what did you do? Like, how do you feel about people saying that?
I mean, a glow up to me sounds great. Like, yeah, I've changed
negative,
massively.
Yeah.
Like, I lost a lot of weight. I've always been insecure with how I look. Always. I still am.
Yeah.
Something I'll never get rid of. And I spoke about this with Scott, and it is something that I've battled with all my life. And I just woke up one day and was like, I looked at myself and I was like, I just don't look how I want to look. Like,
so you changed. You changed up your lifestyle a lot, didn't you? You lost weight,
yeah.
You became healthier. What did you do to make yourself feel better? Obviously, you said you ate healthier, you went to the gym. Like,
yeah.
What kind of things did you do?
It was eating healthy, going to the gym, you know, trying not to drink as much, not eating the snacks at night. And
yeah.
it was literally woke up one morning and I was like, I need to do something about this.
Yeah.
And I did. And then I kind of got to a point where I was happy, but then I put it on again and then I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
And it's like a yo-yo constantly
yeah,
with me.
Yeah.
And every week I feel different. I wake up in the morning, I feel different. And it's something I'll always battle with. And that's just...
Do you think it's a mental thing?
Oh, it's in my head. All in my head. Like,
yeah.
My mum will be like, you look exactly the same as you did like the other week. But
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm bloated. I've eaten this last night and I wish I didn't feel like that. But I just,
yeah.
I always have. And I'll always battle my weight. But that was like the weight side of things. And yeah, I did lose. I lost about 2 stone, two
so
or 3 stone.
Lot, really.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I mean, as you get older anyway, you get your Botox and your lips done.
Yeah.
That is all I've had done, literally all I've ever had done.
Somebody asked if you'd had a nose job, because you've got a nice nose, but...
No, I hate my nose.
See, and isn't this funny as women?
I would love a nose job. No,
isn't
I've
this
never
funny?
Had a nose job.
So it's so strange that that's something you don't like about yourself, which we all have. Someone has written in and said, she's got a lovely nose, as she had it done. And what does that show you about our perception of ourselves?
Yeah. No, it's true. I just hate the way it hooks on one side.
No, don't even.
I'm such a bad critique of myself. But
we
it's
are.
Terrible.
Listen, I'm the same. When I look in the mirror, I know my dimensions to a T and what's wrong. We're like that, aren't we? But you've not had anything done there.
No.
You've had Botox.
Yeah, I've had Botox. Bit of filler. That is pretty much
that's it.
Literally,
you look amazing.
Thank you.
You look really good.
I think losing weight was the main thing for me. And obviously, looking after your skin, dyeing your hair, extensions, like, it's all part of it. But yeah, I think I've got to a point in my life where I'm happy with how I look now. And that's, hopefully, I'll stay like that.
Have you kind of accepted now that a lot of it is not actually how you potentially look, but how you feel?
Yeah, definitely. It's all in your head. It is. And it's like, I think nobody will ever be happy, but you've got to learn to love yourself. And I think at this point in my life, I actually have got to a point where I have learned to love myself, happy being on my own. Don't need anyone to, like, add to that. Yeah. I'm pretty...
You are who you are, kind of thing.
I am who I am. Take me as I am.
So that's a lovely place to be, isn't it? And I think that's when you meet the best people for you. When you know how you said that you had a few dickheads?
Mm-hmm.
I think, from my experience as well, if you're not feeling great in yourself and you're not in that place that you are now, that's when you allow yourself to meet dickheads, because you think that you are on their level.
Yeah.
And you're not.
And you're not.
And then when you think, you know what, then you won't tolerate the bullshit anymore.
And you look at the people that have, like, pied you off and you're like, thinking, eh? Why are you deluded? Like, I thought, like, you were punching, like, it's mad. Yeah. But then... that's just men in general sometimes. And I think you just got to find that right one. I mean, I looked at you and James on the cruise and I'm like, where is my James? Like, he is just a dream guy.
He is,
like, and
he?
I said it to him on the cruise. I was like, we need to find one of you.
Yeah,
like,
we need to clone him.
We need to clone him.
Oh my God, James has got some really funny videos of you.
Oh, don't.
Trying to do a cereal. Do you know the cereal box game where I wish I'd have been there? I went home, didn't I, that night? Because I would have absolutely beaten everyone. Where you cut the cereal box and there's this video of it in the middle of a bar with trying to pick. And then he's also got a video of her going mental because she was desperate for pizza.
How old are you, Claudia?
I'm 28, but I'm 29 in like 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
So. Why did I think you were so much younger than that?
I did. I think it's the Love Island thing. I feel like I was the oldest on Love Island.
That was another thing about going on Love Island.
Oh gosh, were they a lot younger than you?
I was the oldest.
Did you feel it? Even though it's like 5 years, don't you think in your 20s that makes such a difference?
It does, and that was one reason why I wasn't going to do it, because I was like, I'm too old now.
You're not too old.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, but then, do you know what? I look back and I'm like, I've made a friend, Sammy. She's only 23.
Oh my God, she's lovely.
Sammy acts older than me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not really about your age. And we now go on holidays together. Like, we're literally best friends. And I think she's 23, but we are literally the same person.
Yeah.
So age didn't matter. Are. But in there, I was a bit like, I don't really want to go on a date with a 21-year-old. Like,
oh, God, yeah.
And like, Casey was the oldest, which probably was why I went with him as well.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I did feel a bit old in there.
Aww.
That's old. I mean, do you know what? I feel like that's a thing as well, isn't it? Like, women feel we have
as
the pressure.
As you approach 30, definitely.
You have that pressure, don't you?
Yeah,
and it's
you
silly.
Do.
Absolutely
it's
ridiculous.
No, it is really silly, because, like what we've all said, you shouldn't be settling for something that is not enough for
100%,
you.
100%. Like, and like, I'm now got, like, a lot of my friends, and they're younger than me, are engaged, married, kids, and I'm not, but I'm actually not jealous. I'm like,
good.
I've got to the point where I'm like, when it's time, it's time.
100%.
Like,
when
I'm
is your
enjoying
time?
Myself. Yeah, I
You'd
used to be really
hold
jealous.
Out.
Yeah, I used to want kids, like, young, but now I'm really happy, and I'm happy to have kids that I can, like, just
give back.
And give back.
And you can go to Ibiza like you are now.
It's such a nice position to be in, the position, honestly.
Enjoy it.
That's what I was before I met James. Enjoy every single second, because when you meet someone and settle down, that time of your life is then over.
Yeah.
So just rinse it. And like you say, when it's your time. Like,
oh,
chill
exactly.
out.
And go
that's
on all
me.
The dates. Go on
but
all
I can't
the dates.
Date.
Ah. Like,
I hate
same.
Dates. I get a date for you. I'll cancel last minute. Same. I don't want to do it. I get worked up. My mum's like, no wonder you're not meeting anyone, because you won't date them.
She's right.
I've never been on a date in my life.
I can't remember last
really
time.
That's really bad advice,
on.
By the way. You should go on.
You
one.
Should. You should. And I need someone to, like, Claudia,
it's like
get on a
date. It's an interview.
No, yeah. I'm just not. I'm on
But
your,
I'd rather meet someone organically on a night out.
Same. And
then we'll go on a date.
Yeah. You already know each other a bit. You've texted. You met on a couple of nights out.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But, like, you have to go on a date with someone.
You do. Oh, no, you do.
You can be hyped.
Do you know how?
I feel really uncomfortable. Honestly, I feel
Lauren
like
goes straight to Netflix and chill.
I go straight to marriage and kids.
Do you think that you come out with random stuff? Like, and I get panicky. It's like,
No.
Oh, sitting there across the table. No.
Go. You'll have
eating your steak.
You're like, and then you're like, So what do you do?
Right. So we are fully immersing you in Nip Tuck.
Yeah. We're okay. going to tell you, this, you are part of, part and parcel.
So we've got this thing. Have you listened before?
I have listened.
We've got this thing called Slutty Susan, where people send in the slutty things that they've been up to.
Oh my God. The story I said the other day about the girl in Barcelona, that ran to the front of the queue when she would be on the bender. Yeah. When we were getting on the plane.
At the airport.
I was telling them we've not found her. When that woman came to the front, she was like,
no.
I've been on a bender, I need to get on my plane. How funny was that?
Oh, that was brilliant.
So it's that kind of thing. We've not found her. It's that kind of thing.
That vibe.
Okay.
Right, go on. Oh, how weird. We've just been talking about like age and stuff, haven't we?
Okay, let's go. Hi, girls and Lucas. Literally just listened to We're Having a Baby. Congratulations, Ash and Ed. Had to say, I actually filled up with tears at the part you said about talking about pregnancy from the beginning and if it goes wrong, still talk. Normalising miscarriage, etc. really touched a nerve and made me feel quite emotional as it's so true, and I hope people listening to your pod will do this more. I'm lucky, I'm 46. I've had 3 children, 21, 20 and 10. Fortunately, never once had any complications or losses, so I do consider myself as very fortunate. Good luck with this pregnancy, Ash, and all other pregnant listeners. Oh, what a lovely lady.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Let's get to the good stuff.
Oh, gosh, I thought that was just a nice thing.
No.
There's nothing slutty
about that, honey.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm confused of what
we're
doing.
Well, she has had sex 3 times.
I also listened to Lauren when she said about Slutty Susan that she's forgotten loads of stuff she could say. Same here, love. As a 40-odd-year-old who liked to rave in the 90s, my memory is I do remember one thing, though. It was about 15 years ago when I was with my ex, the father of my 2 children, who was a fat, lazy beep, I see you next Tuesday, who I couldn't stand, hence why I'm not with him anymore. I like her. But anyway, I've been texting my ex, and I'd met up with him a few times, like you do. One night, I'd gone into town with my friend. The partner was at home with the kids. The fat C-U-N-T. And I coincidentally, wink, wink, bumped into my ex. We had sex in the pub toilet, and then I ended up taking him home to my mate's house, and we were shagging till 4 a.m.
Oh my
Fucking
God.
Brilliant.
Wow.
That kind of sex with an ex is like
the filthiest.
Oh yeah.
It's necessary now and again. He dropped me around the corner from my house in a taxi, and I snuck in. By the way, none of my exes get any ideas.
I know, I'm panicking. No, please.
He
dropped
me around the corner from my house in a taxi, and I snuck in, expecting my partner to be in bed like he usually was. But nope. He was sat up. Sorry, I just read the end. He was sat up waiting for me, horny as fuck, as he knew I'd be pissed. She'd already been rogered.
No.
He thought he could have his wicked way with me. I'd sobered up a bit by then. I thought, fuck you. If you want it, you're getting it. I made all the moves, and then I laid down on the living room carpet, pushed his head.
What?
No, this story.
Pushed his head down there.
To make him. And
let
just
him lick. I can't even say this.
My ex's
jizz out of my fanny. He looked up at me, head between legs, and said, you're all wet.
Little did he know.
No, but I'm sorry, you know what it tastes like. Maybe a guy doesn't.
I know they wouldn't. They've never tasted it before.
Oh, fuck off. Men definitely taste their own sperm. They're horrible bastards.
Lucas. You must have Oh, he's gay. Of course he has. I did feel guilty for a bit, but when I got rid of him, he lied to friends and family, left me to raise my kids alone and never paid a penny, so I'm classing it as karma. Go on, girl.
I'm fully supporting that. I think that was brilliant.
Yeah,
well done, you. That's fantastic.
Well done, you dirty bitch.
What's it called? Porridge.
Porridge stirring.
Stirring.
Have you heard of that? Stirring the porridge. That's
well,
when
he was eating the porridge.
He was Goldilocks and the fat bears.
Goldilocks.
And the fat C-U-N-T bear.
And the 3 kids.
And the 3 kids. He's Goldilocks.
And the 3 kids, that's this episode's description.
Goldie. I can't say that. He's going to have to keep believing that. More like that.
Thank you so much for coming on. Oh, and you literally, you answered
me.
All of our questions.
Yeah, she didn't back out. There's nothing
you didn't
up.
Hold back.
I might be in contact with you later on. Yes, just
can
like,
you just get rid of that? Can you and we'll say, yeah, of course we will. And then the episode will come out.
Lauren, ask her one X-rated question before we finish, because I know you're filthy like that.
Oh, but I feel a bit guilty because, will your mum and dad listen?
So if they are listening.
Go on, hit it at me, Alfie.
And then you can tell, what's your favourite sex position?
Mine is.
Or what's your worst?
The worst?
Either.
My favourite's
reverse
cowgirl, but
leg
down.
That's the worst.
Like,
leg back?
Yeah.
Does the penis bend that way? Let me
yeah,
lie that.
It goes up, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like that.
Literally like that.
Yeah. Oh, you can give yourself a rub then as well.
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's probably okay. A few more, but that's
you're always like you. Every man's dream.
Yeah, you
mine's
are.
Lying on my back.
Mine's on my back on my phone. With the phone over his shoulder. That's mine. No, I joke. I'm actually quite good on top now.
Mine's being bent over the till at Selfridges.
What? Oh, it's Ed that gets bent over the fucking.
No.
Oh, it's Ed that gets bent over the till and his arse spanked when you go to Selfridges. Ash, what's your favourite position?
Literally lying down.
Doing nothing.
Doing
what's yours?
Lying down. My worst is doggy. Is my worst.
No, my worst is girl on top.
I don't mind that.
Do you
I'm
not
so lazy. Top of me?
Yeah,
I'm
no.
too lazy. I can't. Oh, when they make you, when they're like sat like this, and then you have.
Oh no, I can't do that.
No,
I can grind. It's a grind for me.
It's a workout,
not a jump.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
A workout?
That hurts. The other day, I was doing the. You know, you have to every now and again. You think, oh, I have to do it. So I got on top and
I can't
the pain,
do it.
I can't tell you the burn. And I was thinking, it's burning. It hurts so bad on my thighs. Maybe that's what we need more Pilates
I've given
for.
Up the efforts. Anyway.
But I mean, you're doing something right because you're pregnant
yeah, you're
again.
Pregnant.
Like, something's going right, isn't
well,
it?
Thank you, anyway.
Thank
Aww,
you for answering that question.
So cold,
oh my God, did you think of a fart that would haunts you or have you not got one?
Yeah.
I don't think I've got.
Did you fart on Love Island?
Oh, yeah. Did you fart on there?
No. Everyone had stomach problems. And I think you were all trying to hold it in because it was like, that's maybe why we had stomach problems because nobody wanted to do it. And in bed, it's very like, I think I coughed once and it might have came out and I put this someone here and I don't know if
you did
or not.
Oh, my God.
But no, I pretty much in Love Island just held it in the whole time.
You just didn't fart?
I was so scared.
I would open my cheeks and silently let one come out with tissue.
Right. Anyway.
I'd be awful. I fart all the time.
Oh, it's natural. So natural.
You can follow Claudia on her Instagram. What's your Instagram handle?
Claudia Fogarty. That's it, really.
Spell it right.
With an A.
Spell it wrong.
Spelled it with an E, which is mortifying.
She messaged. She was like, you spelled the fucking
name. It's not Fogarty. It's Fogarty.
Fogarty on Instagram. And her outfits are literally
goals. Yeah, her Instagram's really
very nice summer outfits on there. So if anyone's going on holiday, go and have a little look.
Very inspo-y.
Going to have to keep it up now, aren't I?
Well, you're going to see job now, hon. On Nip Tuck, we want you to get your voice heard. So that Slutty Susan was right up my street. Like,
love
that's
it.
The level we want. We don't want, like, oh, I once had sex with two men in one night. Well, so does everyone. That was a joke. It was a joke. You can also get in touch via WhatsApp. That means voice notes as well. So we can play them out in future episodes. So if you want to remain anonymous, I can never say that.
Remain anonymous.
Then you just tell us and we won't tell anyone who you are.
And everyone can watch this week's episode and all of our other episodes on Patreon.
It's well worth that because there are times where we make hand gestures that you can't see.
Or facial expressions
that give quite
or
a lot
of squeeze
away.
Lauren under the table.
Yeah, and says, don't say that. Or we mime things and you're missing it. There's a lot that goes on there. So, we also have competitions over there and all sorts of
on
bobs.
On Friday, what have we got, Lauren?
Gender reveal.
So stay tuned.
It's the gender reveal. I hate gender reveals,
and
but I'm excited for this.
And if it's not a schmil, Lauren's going to schmy.
Oh, I will schmy.
Bye.
Bye.